Yesterday, San Francisco's Board of Supervisors met to address issues affecting essential workers and the homeless population during the coronavirus crisis. KLW's Joshua Sirodiak reports.
The supervisors unanimously approved an emergency ordinance requiring companies with 500 or more employees to pay essential workers, such as janitors and grocery clerks, sick leave. Essential workers receive sick leave if they have COVID-19 symptoms, need to be quarantined, or are caring for a child or someone who is sick. Several supervisors introduced another emergency ordinance that would require the city to secure at least 8,250 private rooms for homeless people on the streets. Currently, the city is only offering hotel rooms to those already living in shelters and SROs, as well as homeless people who have underlying health conditions or are over 60. This comes after three people living in city shelters tested positive for COVID-19, prompting city officials to say they will begin moving unhoused individuals into hotel rooms instead of expanding the city's shelter system. Supervisors also voted to add more portable toilets and hand washing stations throughout the city. Prior to the vote, Mayor Breed had announced that 15 new toilets would be up and running by early next week. For KALW News, I'm Joshua Sirodiak.